Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You called today a game changer.
It is.
Why is it a game changer?
It's a game changer because we haven't had this level of funding before. So to have a foundation step up like this, and especially with the fact that they're offering a matching one-to-one on at least half of that grant, is going to increase partnerships and really leverage additional dollars from the community. So it is a game changer for us.
You know, people come out and they get to enjoy these parks. They love these parks. Clearly, that's why we're getting these, you know, all this news over the last few weeks. But what does it say about seeing the way that, you know, local businesses and local organizations are coming out? And the mayor touched on hoping to get larger scale donations. What does that say about this community and its parks?
Well, obviously, having the Olmsted Park System in Buffalo is a very unique thing because it was the first park system designed in the entire nation. So I think that continues to be embraced. But as we see the parks continue to develop and improve, we're seeing that home values are going up. We're seeing that more businesses are coming around the fringe of the parks. We're seeing more people use them. So having the investment to sustain them as the development continues is a nice hand-in-hand of way of making it happen.
The foundation has been given millions of dollars to Olmsted Parks throughout. I mean, you got this project here, LaSalle Park, which will become...
That's not Olmsted.
That's County Park?
That's City Park.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, the larger point that I'm trying to make here is that this is a lot of money that's coming in. Are you ever worried that the funding runs out, so to say, over
well,
the years?
You know, that's a really good question, because what we are doing as part of our feasibility study, which the Wilson Foundation is sponsoring, is that we want to see what the long-term sustainability is from a financial standpoint. We do not have an endowment right now that will continue to perpetually fund these parks to maintain them for years in the future. And so we're actually looking at whether or not we need to embrace a campaign to build an endowment for the park system.
I know a lot of people are worried about springtime flooding, especially here in Cazenovia Park. Will that be addressed in this fund, in the grant?
Actually, with the Greenway funding that we have and the fact that we'll be able to match this dollar for dollar with Wilson as well in the future, we've been doing some improvements to the shoreline here in Cazenovia. We just went through a shoreline reconstruction project that's down by the baseball diamonds, if you care to take a look at that. But yes, because of the ice scour and everything else that happens, we are definitely looking at the environmental side to all of this as well as part of our capital projects.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.